This was supposed to be the year of epidemic outbreaks of West Nile virus in California. That never happened. The virus has consistently defied scientists' predictions. NPR's John Nielsen says the path of the virus next year is still an open question.
As far as anybody knows, the West Nile virus arrived in the United States in 1999. The first known victim was a crow on the grounds of the Bronx Zoo, but it soon became clear that this virus could jump from birds to mosquitoes to people. 17,000 people have been infected with West Nile fever so far, and 750 have died. By last summer, this virus had made its way through 47 of the lower 48 states and run into the Pacific Ocean. In epidemiological terms, that's blinding speed. The virus was able to move this fast because it can infect a wider range of animal species than anybody thought was possible. An amazing menagerie, says Carolee Caffrey, an ornithologist with the National Audubon Society.
More than 200 species of birds, 30 different species of mammals, and so far alligators and a couple of turtles and lizards. I mean, the host range is gigantic.
Scientists assume that since birds carried this virus, it would move south with them in the winter. And Lyle Peterson, a West Nile expert at the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that's just what it did. But there was also a surprise.
What was unexpected was how fast and how far westward the virus spread. And that can't necessarily be explained by bird migration.
Infected mosquitoes may have hitched rides in the cabins of westbound cars and trucks, Peterson says. Or maybe the mosquitoes just jumped from bird to bird and from town to town. Whatever the reason, this virus often zigged when people thought it would zag, and in the summer of 2002, epidemic outbreaks of West Nile fever were reported in New Orleans, where they had been expected, but also in Chicago, where they had not been expected. Then, in 2003, the virus disappeared from those cities and turned up in Denver. By the winter of 2003, scientists were getting wise to the movements of the virus. Bill Risen, a mosquito expert with the state of California, says they were watching for it in all the right places.
We did find positive mosquitoes that were collected in the underground drainage systems, and there was a lot of associated virus activity right within neighborhoods.
Risen says these positive tests sparked a massive underground spraying operation that was launched and pursued through the winter. He says there's a very good chance that this underground spraying snuffed an epidemic outbreak of West Nile fever in Los Angeles, and an even better chance that the L.A. County Department of Vector Control will never get the credit it deserves.
A public health worker is a little bit like a catcher in a baseball game. Until the ball hit the backstop, nobody knows his number, huh?
Risen and a few of his colleagues say they have noticed a broad pattern develop as West Nile has moved across the country. Epidemic outbreaks, usually predictable a few weeks in advance, are not repeated the next year. But does that mean the West Nile virus has done its worst in the United States? Lyle Peterson of the CDC says he just can't help you with that one.
Well, we don't know what's going to really happen in the future, but if I had to make a prediction, I would say that the virus is going to continue to infect people across the country from year to year, and there will be outbreaks, big and small, both focal and regional, which are going to be very difficult to predict when and where they will occur.
Peterson does say this virus is here to stay. His guess is that so far only 1% of the American public has been bitten by a mosquito infected with the West Nile virus. That 1% is immune now, but the other 99% is not. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.